You know, it's good to be outside, you know? And, like, outdoors and stuff. This is God's country.
Yeah. Let's get some bottles and break them in the parking lot.
Yeah, back to nature. Yeah.
Coming to you from beautiful upstate New York, this is the Slam Tilt Podcast, a show about all things pinball. I'm your host, Ron Hallett, here with the other host, Bruce Nightingale.
League night, we have league night tonight.
That's great for all our listeners who will not be at league night. That's exciting.
I know, you should be.
Uh-huh. So you should all come to league night in Rochester.
Hey, we've had three guests on our show. We'll be at league night.
Okay.
Oh, actually four. Four guests.
And this is episode 226, the not much going on
Five,
episode.
Six members.
No, six people. No, episode 226, Bruce.
Six people have been on.
Ah, six people show. Who have been on the show or in your league. Where's this league night occurring?
The fastest league night in of all the league nights.
Oh, at your house?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the newest pin I have is 1982.
Mm.
And the oldest pin I have is 1979. So what does that tell you?
You should have said 18. Like, you know, 1898. I have the original Bagatelle here. It's great.
I slap my balls around and I hope to win.
That's wonderful, Bruce.
Yes, it is.
Mm. All right.
How you doing, Ron?
All right.
Dude, feeling better and everything? Everything hunky-dory?
We'll get into that. There's
the world's going to die tomorrow.
There's
a
story.
Oh,
yeah, the eclipse. The eclipse is coming.
Yes.
Which may have already happened by the time you hear this episode, but...
Oh, come on. You'll push this puppy out like a freaking newborn baby.
Or a turd. That's more like a turd, yeah.
Yeah, it is a turd, totally.
Is it like a soft turd or a harder turd or...
Sometimes you got to push it out. It takes a little while. Sometimes, you know, it just slips right out.
I think with ours, it's like a softer turd, and there's a, you know, a lot of wiping that has to happen after.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. I like the poop and go. You wipe and you go. Wait a sec. What the hell just happened there? There's nothing on TP paper.
Oh, you like the clean expulsion?
Yeah, boy, that is awesome.
This is great pinball talk here.
It's like just think, you know, we're talking about flapping stuff around and getting.
Well, there was toilets and turds and stuff in pinball. I mean,
yes,
there literally was a talking turd in a pinball machine.
Yep.
So,
yep. Same machine. Had
this
both.
Is on brand.
It is on brand.
Yes, that's right.
So, how are you, Ron?
Anyhow.
I forgot to talk about something last episode.
What was that?
Even though I had it in my show notes for TPF, like I had every game that I played, and somehow it was after Labyrinth, and I just end up skipping over it.
Well, it must have been that bad.
No.
It must have been bad, because if you skipped over it, it means it was a terrible game.
Princess Bride.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
Team does nothing for me. I'm sorry.
That's... Yeah, you're in a minority there, it seems.
I totally am.
Yes, I played Princess Bride at TPF.
And?
I got to play the super-duper Uber Collector's Edition. You know, the one with the sword handles on the side?
Yes.
That I said that, you know, with my Donald Trump hands, I wouldn't be able to reach the flipper buttons over those things. I was able to reach the flipper buttons.
Wow. Yeah.
You can feel them, though. You can feel the sword handles.
Oh, yeah.
But because...
Oh, yeah. Sword handles are hot, baby. Yeah.
Well, because Multimorphic has, like, the buttons are off of the cabinet
a
little bit.
Then
it makes it so you can actually hit them.
Yeah. Oh, touch my buttons. Oh, feel my sword.
Jesus. So, all right. So, they had two... The buttons, they're still doing the two buttons, lower flippers and one for the upper flippers. I wish they wouldn't do that. But on the bright side, at least on Princess Bride, it doesn't really look like you need the upper flippers at all. So that's good.
That's good.
And you can see them now. You can actually see them. They're not like hidden under plastic. So that was nice. It has... What I did is it has like every clip imaginable from the movie. I've never seen the movie either. I've seen lots of clips from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start modes, it plays a clip, and I would purposely not skip it. I just was curious, how long does this clip actually go? And they, some of them go really long, like the longest clips ever. And I think if you're into this theme, if, from what I was told, like if you're really into the movie, every famous line, every famous scene, everything is in the game. So you're going to see it eventually. So that's cool. It shot fine. The magnet thing where it goes up the with cliffs of insanity, that was cool.
Yeah.
With the multimorphic games, it's more like I just see this big screen that I'm like, man, you could have stuff, you know, physical elements here that you don't have because it's a screen. You know what I mean? It's it's more the platform itself than the game that I was never super into. But I think, I mean, if you're a fan of this theme, I think you're going to like this game because it's just got all that stuff in it. It's inconceivable that they would have all these rights, but they do. See what I did there? You know that's a line, dude. And it's inconceivable that the ball
inconceivable.
Dude. And Andre the Giant's in it. Come on. That's multiple games he's in now.
I know.
He's a legend.
In his own mind.
Mm-hmm. And Princess Bride is going to be, production looks like in the summer. And then after I was done playing that, I went over and played Final Resistance. My favorite P3 game. Because it feels like I'm playing TNA 2.0, which I am.
True.
And I had another note here. When we was going over all the tournaments, I guess I missed. Dani Peck won the women's tournament at TPF. And then I think the next weekend she won the women's world championship.
She did.
So between that and the Motorhead game, it is a very good week for the Peck household.
The Peck household rocked.
There's a very high pecking order going on there.
I love when my pecs are hot. My pecs are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's never heard that one before.
And they streamed, actually, I was on Spooky's stream, or it might have been Bug of Spooky's Twitch channel. They streamed Motorhead. So did you see any of that, Bruce?
And not at all.
You really got to catch up on this stuff.
I don't like...
Oh, not a Motorhead fan?
No, not a Spooky fan.
Jesus. I don't really like Spooky, so I refuse to watch their stream, which has nothing to do with a Spooky game at all.
Wow. Yeah, well, I don't have them followed, so I don't follow it. So there you go. Pretty simple answer.
Okay. You're so mean, Bruce.
I'm like Zach a little bit, you know? If it doesn't interest me...
Nah, you're just mean. Let's see. Here it is. Twitch. It was blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the Bugs Scream and Stream Twitch channel. Yeah, so it's not Spooky's channel. It's like Bugs' own channel it was on. So, see, it's okay.
No.
Oh, man. Okay.
You know what?
What?
It's not okay.
It's not okay. Okay. All right.
But you know what is okay?
What's okay, Bruce?
We still have spots for Stomp, and it's really not okay, but it's good enough for you. If you've been hemming and hawing, it's time for you to come on down and play some games at the Rochester Pinball Collective.
The Rochester Pinball Collective? Where is that, Bruce?
That's at 349 West Commercial Street, suite number 2965 in Rochester.
Are you like
New York?
Are you Shatner all of a sudden?
Yes, I am.
Sweet 2965. It is the absolutely incredible Spock.
But it's pretty cool. We still have.
We have an emergency 911.
We have 19 spots left.
You have rescue 911.
Rescue 911. We have 19 spots left.
Ah.
So come on, people, get off your old buttocks and get your asses in the seats.
Well, the beast. Those things went on sale. I heard they're almost sold out.
They are. That's good. You in?
No, it's the weekend after Pinburg.
I know.
It's going to be, I calculated 26 hours of driving in 2 weekends.
Okay, your point.
I just don't want to do that. I'm not you, Bruce.
I'm not going to Pittsburgh, so for me, it's easy.
For you, it's easy, yes, yes.
It's only an hour away, and I got to bring a couple games. That's the only thing that's the bad part. I got to bring a couple games.
The Beast out of the Pocketeer Billiards in Buffalo, New York. We must have all kinds of Buffalo people going to stop.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
It just seems like it'd be very close.
You would think, but yeah, they don't even, some Buffalo people don't even go to the Beast, which is right in their own town.
Ah.
So that tells you how fun people they are.
Or maybe they're just jaded.
Maybe they're just telling overload. The whole story of the Western New York pinball scene.
Nah, maybe they're overloaded. Maybe there's too much pinball.
Yeah, that's got to be it. They're it's just running like tournaments every weekend, and you know,
because
they're the face of the Western New York pinball area. Yeah,
because I had one of the emails we read on the ball bag is about the next level arcade museum there in Oregon. Oregon, yes. So I there was a walkthrough video on YouTube that I watched. It was like 27 minutes long.
Holy shit.
Because it took that long to walk through everything. But it's so they have, 250 plus, whatever, the pinball machines they had there. And as I'm going through, I'm like, played it. But then I realized by the end of the video, I was like, I played every fucking game they showed.
Yep.
Every goddamn one of them.
So you wouldn't go there?
No, I'm just saying, I'm like so jaded. I wish I was a newbie again.
No, I don't.
You don't?
You wouldn't have all the pinball machines you have.
Well, that's true. I wouldn't be able to afford them. But.
Exactly. So there you go. So don't even wish that ever.
But I don't know. When I see the excitement of a newbie, it's like, man, I wish I had that. For me, it's just like I played everything. I've literally, in this video, I have played every single game.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah. They had a karate champ there. See, there isn't a reason to go.
There is a reason to go.
I can get my record back. Just set up a camera, film it. I want to do it in public. Well, play the game in public, not do it in public. That would
do
be...
it in public. I know you want to do it again. No, so Jeff is doing the Beast. Definitely, if you have not signed up, sign up. I am signed up. I'm probably not going to play. I play in Classics this year, I think. But I'm probably not going to play in anything else because I'm going to just dedicate myself to teching.
You love teching.
I do. And maybe we will get a Buffalo person or two to come out.
Okay.
Dead silence.
sounds like you've got some issues in Western New York, Bruce.
Yeah, we do in one section.
We're really tight knit here in the East Side with the.
No, the East Side's very good.
The limited Central amount of stuff that we have.
Wait a sec. Here's how funny it is. We have the Western New York Pinball League.
Uh huh.
The only city that does not represent. In the upstate New York area, Albany and Buffalo.
Okay.
We have Binghamton. We have
Syracuse.
Rochester.
Rochester,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We used to have a Buffalo guy that come out, but unfortunately we changed it to Sundays, and Sundays don't work for him. But yeah, that's
that don't
how
bad work
it
for
is.
Me, brother.
That doesn't work for me, brother.
Sorry, doing my Hulk
Dave.
Hogan.
Dave couldn't do it, so I respect that. But yeah, everyone else... Yeah, sorry, guys.
Oh, sorry, I brought it up there. I touched a nerve there.
Oh, it's been a nerve for years.
Let's talk about a company I'm sure you love, Dutch.
Oh, God.
Dutch Pinball.
I got scared when I heard what they own now.
We'll get into that. I have that note like right here. Yes. Well,
yeah, actually, I do listen and read stuff.
Oh, yes. This is I'm getting us off a Nap Arcade. Hi, Nap.
Hi, Nap. As always, Nap is the best, except for he's gotten to all these fucking arcade. Maybe he's waiting for the new and improved RPC.
Well, I noticed he's at Rock Fantasy a lot. He could just go, you know, an hour and a half north and go to the famous Level Zero Arcade, but he just doesn't.
He could.
Yeah.
He could.
Just saying.
He knows the owner.
Yeah, let's see, Dutch Pinball teases new brand and upcoming game. Yeah, so basically, they showed off Alice in Wonderland. They had a picture of it with the playfield up.
Yep.
But eagle-eyed people noticed you could see part of the translite off to the side, and it matched the Alice in Wonderland artwork, so it's Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
The John Papaduke Alice in Wonderland.
Yay.
But they announced that they are, let's see.
We've ruined our name brand with Dutch. Well, so we're going to make a new name brand.
Oh, no. It's called.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a new brand called DPX, Dutch Pinball Exclusive.
I could call it Dual Penetration Extreme. Dual Penetration Extreme.
Dual Penetration Extreme.
Extreme.
Sounds like a porn from the 90s.
It is. We've ruined our name brand, so now we're just going to make a new one.
So, Dutch welcomes to the new
Dual Penetration Extreme,
or Double Penetration Extreme.
Double Penetration.
I like dual. It's one syllable at the first. It flows better.
Yes.
This is her announcement. Building on its respected presence in the pinball industry, okay, Dutch Pinball is pleased to announce the introduction of DPX, short for Dutch Pinball Exclusive.
No, short for Dual Penetration Extreme.
The new sister company marks an extension of Dutch Pinball's existing portfolio. Their portfolio of, what, two games?
Is it two games?
Well, if you want to include the remake, what is it? Because their first thing was the Pinball. Oh, what the hell was it?
Yeah, but that was it's not really a game. It was just an
add-on. It was a kit.
Yeah, it's a kit. Exactly.
All right. So they're one game of Big Lebowski.
One game that it took 10 years to get out.
A decade to get out. Focusing on producing.
And we ruined our name on it, okay. So we're going to make a new name. No, yes, you. We're all set.
They saved the name because they actually did eventually make them. So focusing on producing.
They didn't save their name. You would pay $12,000 or $13,000 for Big Lebowski. If the game was really good, you would still pay them for that.
Not after 8 years or nine years.
No, exactly. Would you do that? Like, if you put your money to, I guess, Cointaker is their big exclusive person. Cointaker at least saves their... doesn't
like right now, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. If you said, hey, I've always wanted this. They have one. I want it. $13,000.
If Cointaker had one physically in stock, they guarantee they could get me. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I would never pay them one red cent anyway. They fucked over too many people. Yeah, yes, they made it good. No,
they made it good. Yeah.
Oh, great.
10 Wait, years great. Later.
It only took me 10 years to not get fucked.
All right. I need to get through this here. This new sister company marks the extension of Dutch Pinball's existing portfolio, focusing on producing limited editions of high-quality pinball machines for collectors.
Wait a sec. So, okay. Now I have another problem with this.
Oh, God.
How many do you think of Big Lebowski's do you think they made?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, 500?
I think they probably had a count originally because I thought it was somewhat limited. Whatever it was.
Okay, so let's say they made 500. That's not limited enough?
Well, no, that was a regular one. This is DPX is about limited.
Limited.
These are going to be special ones.
Yes, yeah, special, all right.
It will utilize proven mechanics and electronics that fans have come to expect from the Big Lebowski, because that never had any issues.
Never, no.
Basically, the idea is this will be an offshoot of them that they will use to make limited runs of special games like Alice in Wonderland and like other licenses they have purchased.
Magic Girl. So let's make every game that has the tainted.
Well, let's put it that way, Bruce. If I came up to you and said, there's a manufacturer that has said, fuck you to all the shit that everyone says about Papa Duke, and they're going to make these Papa Duke games, who would you think it would be?
Oh, I would think it would be definitely Dutch.
Dutch. That'd be the first ones I'd be, because they don't give
but
a fuck.
No, now it's Dual Penetration Extreme. Okay. You got to go with a different name. But still, holy fuck.
Magic Girl, Raza, which I'm confused because I thought Turner Pinball owned the rights to that stuff. So I'm confused there. And recently, they also got the license for a game we've actually played.
Yeah,
that actually worked.
Two games.
I didn't see Big Bang Bar.
There is Big Bang Bar. Yeah, it is on there also.
Yeah, but they don't own the rights to that, though. Planetary does.
Own the rights, but they own the trademark, which is weird.
No.
Yes, they do.
Okay, I read that right then. Okay, you could tell us if I'm right or Bruce is right.
Yeah, but they own the rights to Kingpin, which is just...
Capcom's Kingpin.
I'll play one. I guess what? That's the only way I would buy one. Oh. If it was physically in front of me and I could put cash on the glass.
Okay.
And the board system wasn't a hodgepodge piece of shit.
Okay.
This fast shit is just terrible. Everyone's like, fast is the new way to go.
Wow.
Fast sucks.
Well, okay, quantify that, Bruce, with your extremely knowledgeable of programming.
Knowledge of it? Dealing with it.
When do you're dealing with fast? What's the issue with fast, Bruce?
It's just was terrible working with the company.
I thought they're like open source or whatever.
They are open source, but when you ask for stuff, they're like, well, just get it from the manufacturer that's produced it. Okay. I go back to the manufacturer and they're like, we don't give that stuff out.
More background.
Which is Haggis.
What game is this for?
Haggis.
Oh, okay.
Fathom.
Okay.
And we're like, okay, so I'm now caught in a fucking loop again where I don't have documentation. Fast, give me your board specs. I can go by that. We don't give that stuff out unless you really go fuck yourself. Then your system's shit.
Wow,
and it's not great. It just has a lot of
really. Everyone seems to be using it now to the point.
Well,
where...
guess what? Guess what? If it's out there and it's free and open source, guess what? Everyone's gonna fucking use it. Is it good? That doesn't say it's good.
Okay.
It doesn't. Why didn't Spooky go to it? They went to their own thing.
Because Spooky has a different board set for every game.
Exactly. But why didn't they go for it? It's everyone else is using it. Why? Hey, I'm using toilet paper on my ass. What are you using? I'm using Leafs. Oh, that sounds a lot better.
Wow, you are on fire today, Bruce.
Oh, I'm just fucking pissed. You know, just fucking companies. Let's change a name. Let's do this. Let's build crap that's fucking rape. They've actually stolen. Why would you pay somebody for the rights of a game that people have lost money on and has such a stink of douchiness?
Oh, we're
that
going,
is not even
okay,
funny.
Okay, we're back to the Dutch thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, I don't know why they just won't drop the Papaduke thing. Just stop.
Yes,
with
he was
the
an
Papaduke
okay
thing.
Okay designer. The only game that was great was World Cup Soccer, and guess what? He didn't make it great. Other people made it great.
Yeah, they had to bail
him out
on
documented.
That one. Yeah, he had a different idea for how it would. Yeah.
And guess what?
And Larry DeMar came in and saved the day and
saved
made
the day.
Great and game. Go!
Yes. Oh, just stop trying to make a game that
I do like Theater Magic though.
It's okay. Theater Magic's okay. It's one shot
like
wonder.
Theater Magic. One shot wonder. It's got more than one shot.
No, but guess what? If you hit the middle ramp, it's not going to do much for you, except for one or two modes.
Middle ramp is how you light locks. What are you talking about?
That's exactly. Light the locks. One shot. You're done.
I do like how the little trapdoor thing has the same squeak sound on every single version I've ever played.
Does.
That's amazing to me. Squeak, squeak every time it comes up.
I know. But it's an okay game. It got worse with him the more he thought he was better.
Got worse than that. The more he didn't have other people helping him, the worse it got.
Well,
the more he was on his own,
then
it's like, I'm going to make really cool shit, even though it doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
I played the so-called working Magic Girl that was brought into one of the shows. It broke on me and didn't work. I mean,
yeah,
you just, look you at know. It and it's like, where is the ball supposed to go? Like, what is even supposed to happen? This is confusing.
Like Circus Voltaire. Yeah, it's a beautiful game.
I like Circus Voltaire. I like
it's just,
Nah, I like Circus Voltaire. That's probably my second favorite Papaduke game.
Tails, I've owned one. Ugh. The best game is the first one, World Cup Soccer. Everything else, wipe them out.
Okay.
But why build shit that has such a negativity towards it?
That
you're saying
true.
I'm negative. But they're building stuff that has burned hundreds of people in this hobby, which is really small.
Well,
they should be getting free games.
If anyone knows about burning people, maybe that's...
Yeah.
Or maybe they think, you know, we eventually made these Big Lebowski, so now we're going to come to the rescue and save all these people who wanted a Raza and a Magic Girl. We're going to make it happen for real. So now everyone will love us even more.
So, what is that? Somebody's got to start building, what's it called? What's the game from freaking, from Hulk Hogan over there?
That was it, Raza.
Okay, I mean, what?
That was it, brother! That's right, dude!
I'm demanding my food truck. They promised me food truck.
Oh, God. That's Barry's Barbecue. That's the new food truck. You can have that.
Oh, God. We haven't even gotten into that yet.
What do you mean? We talked about that.
No, I know, but I mean, it seems like there's a lot of issues with that, too. One of our friends was playing one and locked the ball, and ball didn't come out.
I mean, the thing about
and
that
there was
game,
no ball search.
Jesus. I like all the Barry O references with, you know, the space shuttles and all these different games he did. But again, it's just like, I don't think it's going to help the company. You know, American Pinball. I want American Pinball to survive. You know, I know people who work there. I don't think making unlicensed games is good for their bottom line.
Not at all. Not at all.
Even if the game is awesome, it could be like, you play this thing and it's like, holy shit, this is awesome. This is incredible. What a great homage. But it's like,
We're now on three.
Your average
three games in a row,
doesn't know who Barry O is. They're not going to.
No.
I don't understand where they think this is going to sell.
Three games in a row now we've had.
Valhalla. Yeah. No, two games. Because they had Valhalla in this one. Hot Wheels was a license.
No, before that, don't forget Valhalla. What's it called? The ice cream one?
Oh, God, GTF. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have now Barry O. So you have three in a row.
And everyone knows from my Dialed In experience, I like goofy original themes, but there's not a bunch of me's out there that are going to be buying all these. That's the problem.
Yeah. They need to get a licensed theme and a good one.
Well, and supposedly Cuphead is supposed to be the next one.
Jesus fucking Christ. So every person above 45 is not going to buy it as a 40, which is most of your money. And it's fucking on me. Would you buy a Cuphead?
I would have to play it because I can say, like, I would buy goofy original theme games because
it's not an original
theme,
no. It's not an original theme.
Oh, that's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing, though. I like the Fleischer animation style. That's when I first time I ever saw Cuphead, I thought it was an old Fleischer cartoon I'd missed and I hadn't seen. Mm. You know what I mean? They just completely used that style. You know, it's the stuff that Popeye was done in. Betty Boop, etc.
Yes. Yeah. But just no interest.
Well, you have no interest in anything.
Mm. Kind of ran on that lately.
Well, Bruce, let's get away from the DPX action.
Oh, I'm going single penetration instead of dual.
Oh, God. Pinball Brothers.
There we go.
They no longer have all the brothers.
I know. My God.
I don't know if I want to try to pronounce all these names.
No.
But basically, and I looked this up, and a good source is actually Pinball News, especially when it comes to the European companies.
Yes.
And you could actually see where Pinball Brothers was first incorporated, which they incorporated in the UK, which is interesting because I don't think any of them are from the UK.
No, but it's probably.
But that's where Highway was from. So Highway, that's probably why they did. But there was originally five partners. So I guess you would call them the original brothers.
Yeah.
And within the first couple years, two of them dropped out. So for the last umpteen years now, you've had three of the original partners. I guess your pinball brothers, if you will.
Listen, brother.
Well, you know, brother. It was announced two of the brothers.
Remaining three.
Roger and I was going to say Kato, but it's probably not pronounced that way. Kato. Roger and Kato. I'm not going to try to say their last names, but they are all, maybe I'll try it. Roger Svanovic and Kato Poiskred. See, I probably butchered that horribly.
Butchered those so well is great.
But they actually announced that they've been gone since, what did they say? Since last year.
Yeah. I think it was like mid-2024, right? Like third quarter of 2024.
No, 2023. For Bruce is going into the future. They also stated...
Now, there'll be no more brothers.
They also stated since January 2022 to when they left at the end of 2023, they had no decision-making power. So they were there. They were partners in a company for 2 years where they had no say.
That's great.
That sounds really weird.
They were probably bought out because they probably disagreed with the way they were going. And
when they left, they pulled out. but they also pulled out all their money, etc.
Well,
so should people be concerned?
Ah, we make a good pinball. We can sell anything.
No. This isn't Pedretti. I know they use Pedretti for to make the game.
I'm saying
this is Pinball Brothers.
Ugh. Everyone should be concerned about that company.
So basically, out of the five original brothers founders,
there's one left.
One left.
One left. Who's using a crap system? Alien is fucking terrible.
Oh.
I have to work on it now, and it is a piece. Oh, shit. Shit.
Well, maybe their next game, which was just revealed, will be better.
Queen's Rockin'. Oh, let's play a game that interrupts the good song with stupid sound effects.
I said at TPF, I just wasn't really into that.
And I love Queen. I was like, wow.
I love Queen, but I played that game forever. And on and on and on. ABBA, it was confirmed. And I like how they confirmed it and announced it on April 1st.
Yeah.
Which everyone was like, okay, it's a joke.
It wasn't a joke.
I like, why? Why do anything on April 1st? Mm-hmm. Why? Unless you're Josh Sharp, then you just troll everybody.
Yeah, or you release the Gremlin.
Release the Gremlin. Because if you remember Josh Sharp, the first time the dollar fee was announced was April 1st.
Yes, it was.
So everyone thought it was an April Fool's.
They released the Gremlin, the AMC Gremlin, on April 1st.
Oh, God, that car.
They did.
My father owned a Gremlin in his youth.
I own two.
Mm-hmm.
See, me and your dad have class. We have style, good class. That's why we're called the Weirdos.
Okay. So, let's see. More details on ABBA. Let's see. It will come in two variants. The regular or Arrival limited edition, and then the Voyage collector's edition. Total ABBA production is limited to 800 units, 300 collector's editions, and 500 limited editions.
Okay. Right now. Asking you, we hitting the number or not?
No.
No.
No. It features more than 20 of ABBA's greatest hits and music videos, a fully interactive Arrival helicopter from the iconic Arrival album cover, and a disco ball. See, they're holding a launch event, which just happened, on April 6th, which happens to be the 50th anniversary of the date that ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest. Let's see. Oh, and they have I guess this is something you'd have on a flyer or something. Let's see. The Medallion of Power is your magic key during this journey. Piece it together and let the rapid voyage through time and dimensions begin.
Okay, now I got a couple questions on this.
Don't interrupt me here.
I know, I'm going to interrupt you.
You just did. Creating their avatars. Avatars, get it?
Oh, God,
requires you to gather three main elements. The band members' instruments, outfits, and their souls. What? Souls. Okay. When you manage to obtain them all, you must travel back in time to follow their footsteps during their tours in the 70s and 80s. Sweden, the Nordics, Europe, USA, Australia, and Japan. There's a little more. Completing these tasks will briefly open a portal to the Voyage dimension. Dive into it and search for the Medallion of Power to unlock three epic multi-ball battles before facing the final wizard mode. The better you do, the more powerful the medallion will get. Will you succeed in making ABBA eternal? Play and find out. There can be only one. Okay, I added that last part, but...
Okay, so you said this is from the 70s and 80s, right?
Sounds like they have the rule set pretty much ready to go for that.
No, but I'm saying, you said there was the 70s and 80s, right?
Okay,
okay. I got a problem with the play field.
Oh, you've seen the pictures.
It's right there. I'm looking at the pictures. Okay. And I saw this, and this first thing I picked out, totally wrong.
Okay. Well, what's totally wrong?
They have the Euro flag on the playfield. If you're supposed to recreate the 70s and 80s concert feel and seeing all these concerts, there was no fucking Euro, the European Union in the 70s and fucking 80s.
Whoa, Bruce has just found a major issue. A complete redo with the artwork.
Right or wrong? Wait, you have the U.S. flag. You have the Sweden flag. You have all the Nordic islands.
The Euro flag controversy. Oh, my God.
You have the Australian flag. You have the Japanese. And then you have the Euro flag. Wait, the European Union wasn't started till 2000. What the fuck!
You sound like Macho Man. European, what's that story? Yeah.
But it's like, come on, guys. Why would you have that? You're trying to feel the 70s and 80s feel, but then you do this. But then you have independent countries that are in the European vision.
It has 20 union. Songs, four of which haven't been listed yet. I guess they're surprises. But we have Dancing Queen, Does Your Mother Know, Gimme, 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 Mamma Mia, Money, 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 Ring, Ring. They like saying words multiple times. SOS, Super Trooper, Take a Chance on Me. The one with the title I can't pronounce, Valiz, Vus, or... I don't know. Waterloo. Oh, yeah, I know. Waterloo's there. Ah, The Winner Takes It All is there. Okay, I'm happy. Summer Night City, Eagle.
I'd buy this more than I like the music more than a lot of other music, you know, ones lately.
Knowing Me, yeah. Knowing You, Tiger, and then Four Mysteries.
Mysteries, which I don't know what the fuck they'd be.
Are you ready for the pricing? The Arrival Limited Edition, limited to 500 units, will be $9,995, 10 grand.
10 grand.
10 grand.
Yeah.
The Voyage Collector Edition will be $10,995, so $11,000. Limited to 300 units.
And what do you get different between the LE and the CE?
It looks like a different art package. I'm trying to figure out what else.
Terrible.
Okay, let's talk about the art. So the limited edition, I guess you'd say like the regular version, I'm looking at this thing.
It makes Stern.
The translite. I know people are like busting on that. I don't think that looks that bad.
The translite's better than the cabinet.
The cabinet is one of the worst cabinets I've ever seen of this era. Do you remember? I think it was Willy Wonka Standard Edition.
Yeah.
The really where it all it said on the side was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Well. That was still better than this.
Yeah.
It literally has like this checker or whatever you call it, pattern, and it just says ABBA.
ABBA.
And then in the back box, it literally just says ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
With a big registered trademark R next to it, which that always makes it look great.
It does. It
means and it's in the front too. In the
front too.
Yeah.
So,
The cabinet is horrible. Horrible.
I don't mind the translite as much.
No, I don't mind the translite. It looks 70-ish, 70s-ish like it should.
And then the other version, what the fuck?
They
spent all the money on The Voyage, which is from the album The Voyage.
Well, it's also a show going on, I guess, about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's But yeah,
the company. And here we go. We spin back to the beginning. The people. Well, we haven't gotten there yet, but we talked about it before the show. This company that does The Voyage just bought all the KISS stuff.
Oh.
All the KISS rights. They're the ones that made that video of The Voyage and everything. And they bought now all the KISS IP things. So hopefully we can get Gene on the phone to talk about how much money he made.
I made $300 million from selling.
Well, no, Gene, you only made $150 because you had to split it with your partner.
Well, he doesn't know that, you know. but you know, we sold the catalog out of respect and love for the fans, Bruce.
I heard you said that. I was very, very impressed how you were just loving that.
Yes, we sold it to a company called Pop House. It's a Swedish entertainment group. They'll know what to do with our music. We're very confident. That way, KISS can live forever.
Yes, but now you have no control over your stuff.
I have a fuck ton of money, Bruce, and I'm old as fuck. I'm okay with it now. My family can now feel secure.
Okay, great. Thanks, Gene.
The translate on it looks weird. It's, you know what it reminds me of? Weird. It's like, it's like Spirit. Gottlieb's spirit.
It is like Gottlieb's spirit.
It's spirits. Kids.
Well, on the upper right hand side, you have Ben Kenobi from the first three movies.
It does. It is Ben Kenobi. You're right. that is true.
Oh, I saw that. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, "Fucking Ben Kenobi from the cartoon series," you know. Oh, it's just, it's really fucking weird.
Oh, it is. It is weird. Now, the playfield art looks much better.
Yes, the playfield art actually looks good, except for the Euro.
It's got to be a different artist. It's got to be a different artist. It looks
European Union, yeah.
Completely different style. It looks way better.
So, you'd have to go with the Voyager, which means you have to pay $1,000 more for at least art. That's good. Ah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's got CDs, or it's got basically gold records for the pop bumpers, and at the top of the ramps, got disco ball, helicopter.
Yep. Working catchable helicopter. Because we know how good magnets and pinball brothers work.
Okay. It's got, looks like art blades all around.
Yep.
In the back panel, it's got the band, iconic logo, etc.
I mean, $11,000, Ron. You already got your order in, don't you?
Hey, I'll give anything a try, but I mean, I'm not. I have an ABBA Greatest Hits CD, but
so do I.
But I mean, I don't have all their individual albums and stuff. And
no,
I mean, but I you know, they have songs. Like I said, Winner Takes It All. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk. Etc. The winner takes it all. Damn, she gets up high at the end. Very impressive. And the video is depressing as hell. Yeah, so that's ABBA.
Yeah.
I wonder, when is this coming out? I mean, soon, I assume. Well, it was just unveiled, but full production, I wonder when that's...
2025, you watch. Hey, it takes a while to get all these pots together and see how many we're going to spend. Because if we buy 800 pots, we're going to be screwed. We're going to be screwed because they're going to have 400 sitting there.
Pedretti's going to be building ABBAs. They're going to be building fun houses. They just won't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Bruce. I got on here. Elton John.
Yeah, it's okay game.
I streamed yesterday, Bruce. You know what I streamed?
God, I hope it was like Quicksilver, because that's a great game.
Come on, Bruce, just say it. Help me out here. Help me out.
What did you stream, Ron?
I streamed Elton John.
Okay. So he snuck an Elton John in.
Yeah, I snuck an Elton John in, Bruce.
He got all... I told him he was going to buy it. Didn't I say it? I said it. You ordering yours?
Did I say, no, I would never get that? I never said that at any point.
No, you were like, oh, I got to get rid of something. And he picked one of the worst games to put upstairs.
Well, about that. Yeah. About what? That.
Yeah.
I had a bad thing happen.
What happened?
I had like the biggest moment of stupidity, I think, in 20 years of this hobby occurred.
What'd you drop?
Very good. Very good. It wasn't a drop per se. I didn't actually drop anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to apologize on the air to my Spider-Man.
Oh, no.
For what I put it through. And if anyone out there knows a good woodworker.
Vance.
Basically, what happened. So, yes, Elton John. I got Elton John from, flipping out. Hi, Zach.
There you go.
Kudos there. I got it in less than a week.
Gee, surprise.
It's really nice when they have it in the actual warehouse ready to go. That's cool. So it's like, okay, I'm going to bring the Spider-Man upstairs, put it next to the Dirty Harry in my bedroom. So, I put the head down. I got the pads underneath it, all that. I get the back legs off, get the thing down. Okay. I put the game up to take the front legs off, vertical. And I hear a big smack.
You forgot to strap the head to the body?
I forgot to strap the head to the body.
Oh, my fucking God. So now the back box is a little wonked.
Basically, it went beyond like where it would normally lock into place.
Yeah.
So it ripped up like the bottom of the back box.
Bottom of the head or the bottom of the top of the cabinet? Or both?
No, just at the head, the back box, the bottom.
Okay, that's not too bad. Well, nobody sees the bottom. Nobody sees the bottom at all.
It's bad. It's where you would not want to play this. The thing's like rocking back and forth.
That's where you put the bolts back in then.
No. I mean, even with that locked in place, because the whole bottom is, yeah, cracked.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if anyone has a Stern-style head...
Well, here's the problem, though. You can't. It's remember, it's
a limited edition.
It's a limited edition. It's got the special side art. You can't lose the side art. I mean, I guess the side art is on its own side pieces.
Yeah, but so, you have to take it apart.
Yeah, you have to take it apart. Yeah. I want to apologize to Spider-Man.
So I'll buy it for $4,000 from you.
But it's like, you know how you felt with the cheetah?
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine.
Like, I didn't want to do anything else in. Like, I didn't want to.
Nope, you just, Robbie, just like, fuck.
Just fuck. Just leave it there. I didn't want to, like.
Touch it again.
I didn't want to bring the Elton John downstairs. Like, all my excitement just completely left my body in one second.
Yeah, but guess what? What is fixed again, though, on my side?
Cheetah. Oh, that's true.
So guess what? You'll have the encouragement. You'll do it.
Well, eventually. I mean, right now, it was going to sit in my room probably for years. Honestly, I wasn't probably going to do anything with it. I could never sell it. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'd want to go to sell it, and I went as far as getting it ready. Like, okay, I'm going to tear this thing down. I play a couple games on it and like change my mind. Now I can't do it. I've done it at least 2 or 3 times with that game. So I guess it wasn't like I was going to sell it and I just blew the sale or anything, but it just, I just took all the
takes
desire.
The wind right out of your sails.
See the poor thing up there, like just kind of rocking, like,
rocking in the USA. Dun, 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 nowhere else I'd rather stay.
The thing is, the wood, I mean, it's not like it's rotted or anything. I would think if somebody was a good woodworker, they'd either be able to replace the bottom or glue the bottom and put, like, bracing on it.
Yeah, well, Vance is available. You just have to get him out to your house.
Well, no, I would... The only way to do this right is I'd have
to take
everything out of the back box and, oh, my God, disconnect everything. That would probably take fucking hour. I'd have to take, like, 200 pictures.
Yep.
Where everything goes, remove everything, and then the head would come off pretty easy.
Yep, and then you just bring it out to
Vance. And then bring it out, yeah.
Vance, what he does.
Yeah.
Vance has done my bodies, my cabinets, and everything.
And I have it, it's in my bedroom, too, so I get to walk by and have it like, why did you do this to me? I mean, it didn't like decapitate or anything. Like, I was able to get the head back down. I got it's strapped on properly now, and actually, from the angle that it's at, you can't see any of the damage because it's all below.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks perfectly fine, but it mocks me now every time I walk by it. Like, why? Why did you do this?
Why?
It's like
why?
Nancy Kerrigan after getting Kane. Why?
Oh.
But I try to look at the bright side. There's something that didn't break that if it did break, I would have been totally screwed.
Oh, the back glass.
The back glass.
You
can't get that. I would have been totally fucked. So the first thing I did when I got the head back up, took the back glass out. I wrapped it in a moving blanket, and it is safely secured off to the side. I took the speaker panel completely out, try to get as much weight out of the head as possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That's so stupid.
I know. I don't know what the fuck you were thinking.
I don't know what I was. Other than maybe I just don't move at games enough anymore, so I'm out of practice.
I guess not. You should be, you know.
In 20 years, the dumbest thing I'd ever did, which I did multiple times, was you put the back box on. Like, oh, shit. I forgot to put the power cord through. Oh, now I got to take the thing off again.
Yeah, we've all done that.
But, yeah, this. I mean, I did have a glass shatter, but it was on a game that I hadn't officially bought yet. And got some money off of the price because, I think you should take some money off for that. They had the Translite like off to the side and it just tipped over. And I got to experience the tempered glass explosion, which was pretty cool. I thought the interesting part is how you keep hearing the noise long after it initially happens. You keep hearing it.
I know.
It's like, damn, is this ever going to stop? He was lucky though. He did it in the garage. And there was nothing else around, and he had the shop vac right there. Mm. So he actually made out. The worst would be it happens in the game. Ooh.
Oh, I hate that. I've done that.
Oh, that would suck. But I trudged on. I got the head, you know, back in place, got the game upstairs.
Cried.
Yeah, I did.
Crawled up in a ball.
Yes. Then I got the Elton John, brought that to, oh, the Elton John. They're boxing. A lot of stuff has changed since the Dialed In as far as how they do the boxing and all that, which kind of threw me. So it's Stearns. Yeah, this is all going to be about Elton John, folks. So you can fast forward ahead if you don't want to talk about Elton John.
Definitely.
No, don't do
I'm
it.
I'm stuck here.
It's great.
I'm stuck here.
Yeah, stuck here. I love it. So the Stearns boxes are all one box.
Yes.
And that's what I'm used to. This, it's like multiple pieces. They have a bottom section, and they have the middle part of the box, which actually goes over the game, and they have a top. And then it's actually strapped. They have one strap that goes on to keep the box together. And then the box itself is strapped to the pallet. So I got this thing, and I'm looking at it like, this is weird. And I actually looked at the, it's got all this crap on it. Like if you see this, that means the game was tipped. You know, if you see this, that means they dropped it. They got a lot of that on there. I said, oh, that's a good idea. Then they have a thing on the side, like read this first. Like, okay. So I read it and it says how to take the box off, which is you take the top part off and like the legs and stuff are there, like on the top. And you take them out, and then it's got four like bracing cardboard pieces in each edge, or you know, and you slide them up and out, which if your ceiling isn't high enough, that could be a problem. And then you lift the entire box up over the game, which my ceiling is too low for that, so I had to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it actually sits, the bottom part is actually a piece of wood that it sits on, then with like cushioning around it.
Ooh, cushioning.
Yeah, it's pretty like, man, that's a lot of packing. And then the entire game is encased in like plastic with a note warning on it that, you know, don't leave this
don't
around.
Cut the plastic.
Don't leave this around. It can suffocate kids, basically.
And your point?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Bruce, it can suffocate your animals.
See, okay, good. Okay,
there we go. All right. So this thing is fucking heavy.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my. It is literally, not literally, yeah, literally, it is over 100 pounds more.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Were you home for when it was delivered?
Yes.
Hey!
Yes. Well, here's the deal. It arrived, and then I didn't hear anything for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was on a call at work. I had to work later. I get off the call. It's like 6 p.m. They call me. Yeah, I see the phone going off. I pick it up. I immediately hear keys clicking, and I'm like, oh, please tell me it's FedEx Freight. Hi, this is FedEx Freight. They were delayed a day getting a hold of me because the number on the bill of lading was wrong.
Thanks, Zach.
Zach, it's 2909. I think he had like 2609 on there or something like that. It's 2909. I just gave the last four digits of my phone number out.
That's
no.
That's
it's all
his,
over.
That's his luggage security
that's
code.
How did you know that? Damn it. Now I got to change it. So, yes, I was home. The guy called, and he's like, and we set up a time. He's like, you probably don't want it Thursday. It's like, yeah, being that we're having a snowstorm Thursday, which we did. Like, no, we'll do Friday. So we did Friday.
There you go.
And then the guy showed up. And he realized, because they must give him the schedule of where he's supposed to hit all the houses, and they load the truck for him. But they put the Elton John in the front of his truck, but then on one of his first deliveries, so he had to move all this shit out of his truck to get at my game.
Can I say one thing?
Yes. Yeah. He wasn't happy.
No,
but yeah,
I wouldn't be either.
No. But yeah, got in the house, got it downstairs. I will say I am an expert with the Escalera at this point. You can be a
not at strapping games and
no,
securing
no.
them, but
but you can be a 150-pound little shit like me, and I can get a 350-pound game up and down the stairs with that thing. No problem. Because I have two things that work, my legs. That's the key. I just get super low to the ground and use my leg power so the game doesn't pull me down the stairs. But yeah, I set that up. And then I lifted the play field up. I let it sit there. And it's like, because I was still, you know, in mourning for Spider-Man. So it's like, this was Friday. So like, I'll work on it tomorrow. So Saturday morning, yesterday, I started working on it. And you're saying, what are you working on, Ron? It's a new in-box game. Like, you got to do stuff, man. So I had to play field up. I'm checking all the Macs, making sure they're working, making sure no wires are in the wrong spot, making sure all the connectors are connected. It's got the same issues dialed in where they got tons of connectors, which is great, but then they tie wrap them all. So if you actually needed to disconnect anything, you would have to cut a bunch of tie wraps anyway, which kind of defeats the whole damn purpose. Whatever. You know how the Sterns look all nice and clean because they got all the node boards and shit?
Yeah, it's such a disaster underneath
Jersey Jack looks like a packed mid-90s WPC game where you're it like, does. Oh my God, holy shit. That's what it looks like. Because like, God, I shopping this, or trying to work on this is going to be fucking hell. And as in any new game, every game I get will have some idiosyncrasy to it, some little issue. This one, when I'm setting it up, I'm hearing something moving inside, like a good start. Then I opened the coin door and saw for the second time, a particular part was missing. And I haven't found it in the bottom of the cabinet, so I think they forgot to put it in. What do you think that would be, Bruce?
Don't know.
What small little part could be missing where you would hear a bunch of rattling in the game? I'll give our listeners a little chat. They're probably shouting out. Some of them probably know the answer. This happened once before. It's a small part, a very small part, Bruce.
Don't know.
No bigger than a paper. Well, probably a little bit bigger than a big paper clip, which I kind of told you what it was there.
Don't know.
Cotter pin.
Oh, the cotter pin
that goes in the coin box. Mm. It was missing. So the coin box was falling out.
Excellent.
I think I had it.
Who checked that? Hey, go downstairs. Go downstairs right now. Look at that fucking sticker. And who fucking inspected it?
See, that happened one of the Sterns I got. And in that case, it actually shit fell out of the coin box, stuffing it at the bottom of the game. This one, I caught it where it didn't actually open all the way. And I was able to get the coin box out of it. But yeah. You know, they're all going to be, the whole crew, Jersey Jack's going to be at Pentastic. If any of y'all are listening, and I might just go up and ask you, I want a cotter pin. For, you know, 12 grand, you guys owe me a cotter pin.
Wow.
Yeah. I want my cotter pin. I shouldn't have to buy one.
Cotter pin.
Yeah.
Where's my $2 cotter pin?
Yeah, take it out of one of the display models you're going to have there. I want a cotter pin. See, okay, what issues have I had with it? Well, the whole play field, at first I thought the play field might be warped, but I think there's something going on with the cabinet or something. It is way too hard to get the play field in. It's where, like, you slide it in, and it's like it's hitting something, but I think it's just the wire managers in the back. You know what I mean? The black, you know, casing they have that's flexible. Like, you're pressing against that because there's so much cabling and wiring. You got to press it, and then you put it down, and it wasn't going on, like, even. It was a little bit up on one side. And at first, I thought maybe the play field was warped, but it's not. I think there's something with the cabinet or something. It's weird. It's very weird.
Yeah.
I figured out workarounds, and it's fine at this point, but it's just weird. It's just weird. What else? I got into the back box, and I want to check all the connectors on the I/O board, make sure everything is fine. You know, I haven't turned the game on yet. So I want to pull out. Got it? No comments. I want to pull out the monitor, and I don't see how to pull the thing out. On dialed in, there's like latches. You just lift them up, and then it comes right out. No latches. Like, okay, I'm going to have to look at the manual. So I look at the manual, and one of the parts in the back box says magnet latch. Like, oh, is it just a magnet? I just need to pull it hard? Yep. That's all it is. You just grab it behind and you tug on it. Boom. Comes right out.
So you pulled it hard.
Yeah, I pulled it hard. Good thing I looked because one connector was almost completely out because it was way too tight in the wire bundle. It was getting pulled out. So I, you know, fixed that. And another one was like half out. So I fixed that. Put everything together. Fire it up. Cross my fingers and boot it right up. No issues. I changed the flipper rubber out to my HAP red flipper rubber.
Good boy.
It's weird how it does not have any alignment holes for the flippers at all.
Some don't. Some games don't.
Dialed in did. This doesn't. Well, some how games do I know do, where to put games. The flippers?
You don't.
Yeah, it didn't have that. It was weird. It is packed. There's so much shit on there. If you got to work in there, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be an absolute nightmare. The only two issues really that I'm still getting massive air balls off the slingshots at times. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I'm looking at them. They look fine. I'm at regular power levels. It's kind of concerning me. The kickback, it was doing the same thing that I've seen them do at shows where it blows by the kickback a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I changed the setting. There's actually a setting where you can change the number of milliseconds between when the switch goes and when it fires the kickback. It was like set to 75 milliseconds. I set it to 65, and it's been much better. Like, only if a ball is going obscenely fast will it blow by it, which I think that when it goes that fast, it doesn't matter. It's going to blow by it regardless of what you do. So I got that working. The only other issue, there is a switch in the back of the game, switch 46. I have a feeling I'm going to know this number now. I've had two test reports on it so far. It's a switch that is located behind the back panel that has a wire form. It's a micro switch, and the wire form sticks out into the orbit, so it knows when the ball goes by the orbit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually happy it's a micro switch and not an opto, because that'd be probably more pain in the ass. But what happens is when the ball goes by it, it hits the wire form back, and the wire form goes back into the panel, and it gets stuck back there. Like, it's not, because there's a slot for it to come out.
Yeah.
And I think it falls down a little bit or up a little bit, and it can't come back out. So then it's stuck closed, and then you get a test report.
Hmm.
So I'm probably going to have to adjust that. And of course, you know, it's behind the back panel, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, like, blind go back there and try to find a screw and loosen it, maybe move it around.
Yay!
Yes. So I set it up, and I will say it's the best playing Elton John I've ever played. I've only played maybe three other ones, but this one plays better than all of them.
Hmm.
I love hitting that warp ramp. It's great. And I will say, out of every game I have ever gotten, that the stock sound in this game is better than any game I have ever had. Even TNA.
Hmm.
And that had pretty good sound. That's all I got.
That's all it is.
It kicks ass. I have the right out lane post I moved up to make it harder. And I will probably do some other stuff to make it harder.
Oh.
To me, I'm treating this like a glorified, this is like if Williams still existed, because, you know, Williams, like, it has the depth almost of a Williams rule set, a little more than that. That's not fair, but there's a lot of multi-ball and stuff.
Oh, just like GNR.
Not that bad. No,
it's almost there.
The thing is, you could easily remedy a lot of that. You just take the ball savers off on the multi-balls or make it really short, because the multi-balls are, you know, 2-ball, 3-ball multi-balls, the regular ones. So if you take the ball saver down, you're not going to have super long multi-balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool. I love it. New game.
New game.
The artwork is amazing. I'll say that.
Amazing.
I said that before, but and things like there'll be part like Attaball is lit, and I'm like, "Where's Attaball? Where's Attaball?" It's like, dumbass. It literally fucking says it on the playfield. There's a thing that says Attaball with an arrow pointing to the fucking target. Like, you know, Ron, you're the one who complains. You know, stuff's not on the playfield, and it's literally right there, and you still miss it. I'm an idiot.
Well, yeah. Well.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I'm disagreeing with you. Would you get mad if I disagreed with you?
Well, Bruce was on the stream and I was saying, you know, I have the two best Jersey Jack games now. And Bruce is like, no way.
Nope. You don't.
So, Bruce, what did you say? What are the two best Jersey Jack games?
Wizard of Oz. I like Wizard of Oz. Love the theme.
Yeah. And what was the other one?
Everyone wants Pirates of the Caribbean. I said Pirates of the Caribbean just to make everyone else happy. But to me, I don't like the game. But a lot of people love the game. Those are the two best.
The other three people that were watching the stream. Then I watched the stream back later, part of it. Just I wanted to see how the lighting looked.
So you watched yourself.
I wanted to see how the lighting looked because that thing is so bright. And I realized, like, yeah, it was too bright. I should have lowered the setting on my camera.
Mm.
Yeah, I have to remember that. I had that up too high. Yeah, the lighting is awesome without blinding you.
Yeah.
It's blinding. It's like if Dwight did a lighting thing but didn't blind you. He got close,
blinded
but
didn't do it.
Blinded by Dwight. Yes.
Wrapped up like a douche.
A deuce spruce. Just because the guy can't say it right. But yes, put a smile on my face, Bruce. And for a jaded person like me, that's nice.
Wow.
Yes. It's just fun, Bruce. Sometimes games just got to be fun.
Family fun.
I mean, it's obscenely expensive.
Lose? Yeah, it is.
I like people in the thread. It's like, well, Ron's rich. Like someone put that in there. Like, ugh.
Ron is rich. He's a single guy who doesn't have to pay
every
anything
once
for
in
his
a
house.
While, every once in a while, I treat myself like every 5 years or something. And this was
Hold on. When was the last game before this? You bought?
Well, no, those are cheaper, Bruce.
Oh, 10,000 compared to 12,000? Okay. Keep on telling yourself that.
Someone
it's like, paying for an Asian hooker, you know. That's a difference.
Well, that's going to be a track in the upcoming Steel Panther pinball machine.
My God, that would be the pinball I would actually
If Dutch made. Oh, yeah. Okay, Dutch is making Steel Panther. Are you going to buy it? Is there a possibility?
There's a possibility.
Okay, I just want to get that. Okay, hold on. Let me do other home pin. I say no.
No.
I say even if they're making it, like no. Okay.
Even if they did an ELO, no.
No. Wow, that's the ultimate. If they're making an ELO and Bruce doesn't get it, you know he really like you shouldn't. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the ball bag, Bruce?
I'm always ready for a ball bag.
I'm sure you are. It keeps asking me to do a compact. And then if I try to do a compact, it tells me you can't because it's in use. Like, well, make up your mind. All right. Do-do-do-do-do-do. This is from Steve.
Hi, Steve.
It says, hey, guys. I wanted to reach out and thank you. I am a longtime listener and really enjoy the show. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that Bruce reminds me of myself, you grumpy bastard. I love what you did with your charity in honor of Lyman. I know Bruce is anti-Patreon, but if you do another charity, I will happily support. Maybe pick a good cause once a year and put your STDs to good use.
Yes, my STDs are always a good use, boys and girls.
Steve P. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. We're probably going to start talking about it soon for another... You know, I think another time for Lyman, you know, would be a good thing. Unfortunately, my company took back the 1-1 match. Oh. Now they're at 1.5. So they're at 1.
To what
so
half?
So we get to a half of a...
Yeah.
But still, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So, and they do it. So not many companies do that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
So we have this next one's from Cole.
Hi, Cole.
Hey, host and co-host bros. Just listening to the latest episode, and it was as awesome as usual.
Awesome as always.
Glad both of you are feeling better. Fuck yeah. I'm feeling, well, sick-wise, I'm feeling good. Mentally, after the poor Spider-Man. There it is. I can look over and look at it. It's like, why? Why?
Why, Papa? What did I do wrong? Papa, can you?
It looks fine from this angle. Okay. Just played in a Lyman Sheets Memorial Tournament. Oh, how apropos.
Nice.
I did not set these up this way. I'm reading them in order. Where all proceeds went to suicide prevention. Penny even showed up via video call to talk about Lyman and the cause the money was going to, which was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Besides the regular tournament, there was a side tournament you could do where there was a rig, so you had to stand in the Lyman stance. Oh, that would hurt to play, and it was on Walking Dead. Even though I am tall with long legs, it was tough to play a game standing like that and almost needed a massage on my legs afterwards.
Mm.
The thing is, Lyman had a couple alternate stances, like which one? He had one like bent over from the waist with head right on the glass, but he also had the other one where the leg was like under the game entirely. Mm-hmm. And it's like stomach is almost up to the coin box,
yeah.
The coin door. See, that one I could do easier. See, I felt sorry for the short people that I saw stand like that and play. All I know is Lyman was either a gymnast or a yoga master to be able to stand like that all the time. Mm-hmm. I think if I remember, he said even he was starting to get sore doing
He was starting to hurt him. He said it was, yeah, I remember so, that. He said it had a pop-up one year.
Yeah, middle age is a bad thing. Middle age sucks. While I figured out how Bruce wins the tournaments he enters now, I think I figured out Zach's reason for winning as much as he does. Oh, that must be our Zach. Since he is the energy vampire, he just sucks the life and energy out of his opponents, so they no longer either want to play or don't have the energy to hit the flipper buttons anymore.
He hasn't been winning much lately at the RPC.
No, he hasn't.
I think he's on a downslide.
He's on a downslide. The ultimate match will be Bruce against Zach and see whose superpower would prevail. Would Bruce prevail by his blinding aura of awesomeness like a Dwight Sullivan light show, or would the energy vampire be able to fight through it and just suck the energy out of Bruce and his will to play? Can the universe even handle two such superpowers battling it out, or would it just implode on itself? Well, I know what Bruce would do. It'd be like Monopoly, Whitewater, Lord of the Rings.
No.
I think he would become the energy vampire and suck all energy out of Zach that way. See, either way, Rochester would not be able to recover.
No, I have we have a new sucker out of the thing also.
Okay, what's the new sucker?
The Fireball. Fireball.
Fireball Classic.
He hates that game.
Yeah, he does. I love it. Oh, I just love the weird sounds that thing makes.
He wants to buy one of my games, and he's like, I'll give you extra money if you take out this game.
Wow. I mean, it's based off his man there. You know, Mr. Zipper Flipper himself.
I know. But he actually said that last night. He's like, I'll pay you more money if you take this game out.
But it's a Ted Zale design, pretty much. I mean, come on. You love Ted Zale.
I know.
Meow. Meow.
Yeah, Rochester would not be able to recover. I don't think, and Ron can just sit back and smile at the carnage. I'm going to be sitting back and smiling at many tournaments.
Me too.
Last thing, congrats, Bruce, on your new addition to the family.
Yes.
Dogs are the best and are better than people in so many ways. In our house,
she still doesn't like me, though.
Oh.
She's scared of me. She's scared. She doesn't like my voice.
She's a smart dog, then. Yeah. In our house.
Oh, she watches TV a ton.
In our house, we have a his and hers edition. Our big girl is a 90-pound Rhodesian Ridgeback mix,
yeah.
Which I refer to as my hairy girlfriend, and my wife got a 4.5 pound of Fury Maltese Yorkshire Terrier mix.
Oh my gosh.
And yes, they do get along as the big one protects the small one. I would think it'd be the other way around. It's hilarious to watch the two of them walk together. Keep up the good work. One of your STDs, Cole.
All right.
Let's see. Next one is don't read this on the air. Yes, William, I will not. I did send pictures of what you requested. Let's see. This one is interesting. This is from Chris. It says, hi, I was recommended from someone on Pinside to reach out to you guys. Do you use for playfield clear coating in the Rochester, New York area? Thank you, Chris. Now, from the fact that he said I was recommended from someone on Pinside, that tells me he doesn't listen to the show.
No, so.
So do we even answer him at all, or do we answer him and say, we answered your question on this episode?
Yes, that's what I'm going to say. We answered your answer on this episode. Knock your socks off.
That would be kind of a dick move right there.
And
your point?
Your point.
Yes. So who do you use, Bruce?
I use Vance, my buddy Vance.
I mean, is he available for people to use?
I don't know. I can, if he contacts us and on the show after listening and telling me the name who we talked to, I can ask Vance. I'm going to actually see him today at League.
Okay. Yeah. Ask Vance. Maybe I can throw this email
your way. What kind of play field did he say or no?
No, it doesn't say. It just says clear coating in Rochester, New York.
He doesn't like doing used ones anymore. He likes the news. Because he doesn't like when the wax, you know, if it's not completely stripped down,
mm-hmm.
You get a piece of wax, it just fucks up the whole clear.
Piece of wax, bro. So it's, yes, we're so nice here. We'll help you even if you don't listen to our show.
Yep, I'll talk to him.
But yeah, let's see. What I'll do, let's do a little forwarding action.
Oh.
Let's see. Here we go. And I believe I sent this to you.
Let's see.
Oh, it's still going. There we go.
Let's see. By the time I get into my folder.
Your folder?
Yep, got it.
Got it. All right, you got it. I think it's got his email in there.
It does.
So that was the male ball bag. The ball bag is empty, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. I love when that happens.
I'm sure you do.
I do. Have you repaired anything lately, Ron? Ron's going to be working on wood.
No, I don't want to work on wood. I'm not a wood man. I'm not into wood. Let's see.
I still haven't finished my play field. That tells you how lazy I've been lately.
Come on, get it done.
It's sitting here. Everyone will see it today, too. That's the funny thing. Everyone's going to look at it. It's in the shop area.
Let's see. Did I mention the meteor I fixed last episode? I think I did.
Yes, you did.
See, anything else? Like I said, a few issues on Elton. We'll see where they head. I don't know what I'm going to do about airballing off the slings. Maybe it's not like the rubber's not in the right spot or the right height or anything like that. So I don't know.
That is weird.
Yeah. Oh, yawning. It's the morning. You woke
up. It's morning and I'm tired.
How are you tired?
I worked yesterday and then I had to walk down a ton of carpet. We ripped up a lot of carpet yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How's it going at the Rochester Pinball Collective? The new room, the extra space. The new room.
Okay, so here's what we've gotten done so far.
Yeah, here we go. It's update. Okay.
Carpeting is 80% ripped up. The walls are all down. The electric is 99% done. 99%. We just have to do one little thing, and the electric is 100% done. We have, in this room, we have probably 11 20-amp circuit breakers. So plenty of electric in that room.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have? Ceiling is fixed now. The heater will be replaced on Tuesday because one of the two heat AC units is bad. So they're replacing that either Tuesday or Wednesday. So they have to take apart the ceiling, different part, and they have to lower the unit down and bring in a new one and hook it back up. That'll take about a day. After that, our sheetrock patchwork is about 80% done. Carpeting is in the building.
Sorry.
Wow. I told you I'm tired. We have a lot more to do. We have to scrape up some glue and vacuum everything. The wall is down in between the two rooms. So we tore down the wall. So now we have a big piece of plastic separating the two rooms behind the Star Trek and everything else. Then we're going to paint. Then we got to paint ceiling tiles to match the black and white pattern. And then security system, speakers, TVs, track lighting, because it is the 70s. what else? And then getting the carpet laid down after that. Paint.
Man, it's a lot of work.
Oh, it is a lot of work. And what? Luckily, it's only the 7th. We're probably not going to do anything tomorrow because of the total eclipse of the heart. But I'm hoping that, you know, we'll be painting by the end of this week. And then we'll start painting the ceiling. And then, you know, go from there. But it's coming along. As I said, the electric was the big hurdle because we had to first lay out the room. And then I think we're going to look for some free couches or, you know, donation couches.
Ah.
You know, so we'll have a little more seating area.
So if you have any donation couches you would like to give the Rochester Pinball Collective.
Drive them up to us, no holes.
He gave you the address. give him the address again, Bruce. Drive them up.
349 West Commercial Street in beautiful East Rochester, New York. Suite number 2965.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Shatner.
So yes, it's a lot of work just throwing out shit out of that room. We had to take out at least 250 feet of wire out of all the walls.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's almost all done. And then, it's just getting it all back together and painted up and then hopefully Excuse me. Wait, the carpeting will be done hopefully by Allentown. That's what we're hoping for. And then we got to let it cure for 3 to 4 days. And then we can start bringing in games.
Wow.
Which means in the meantime, I have to start tearing down games.
So how many games do you think are going to be in that section?
Max is 39. I don't think we're going to be that fast that soon. I'm thinking there'll be 15 to 20 when we reopening, which I think we were talking June 8th is the opening day of
the new section.
The new section, which will be 3 years and 1 week to the day.
Wow.
Stomp is actually 3 years.
Stomp is there. Oh, when we're having Stomp, yes.
Yeah, when we're having Stomp is 3 years to the day we opened.
Mm-hmm. When is Stomp again, for those out there?
That is the 30th, I think. Hold on, I got to look at my calendar because I don't
Fail.
30th, May 30th to the 2nd of June. We have 44 people. We can 20 more. Four more will get us a bonus.
Come on, people. I can't play in this because I'll
I don't want to play in this either.
Because I'll be working.
I'll be working too.
I can't play in this. I will probably be.
I don't want to work in. I don't want to play in this either. So come on. 20 spots. Come on, people. Come on out of town. Come play from 1955 all the way up
to hilarious.
The newest games.
I'll have my laptop with probably a headset on a call, but I'll be muted at the same time doing commentary on whatever is being played. There.
Holy shit, did you see that?
And I mute the wrong thing, like I'm unmuted on the work call saying like, oh, you shot the ramp. And what the fuck are you talking about?
Talking about.
Oh, sorry, I muted the wrong thing.
Fuck. So that's a cool thing. You know, come on out. We got some spots left. It's $125 for the whole weekend. It gets you entry into the RPC. It gets you everything except for Thursday. Thursday, if you want to play into Thursday, Stern Army thing we have, you have to pay the 15, you get a discount, it's $15 for that, for people who are in Stomp, normally 20, so you get $5 off if you want to play more pinball.
It's going to be exciting, folks. There's going to be a belt. You can win a belt.
That's going to be ordered hopefully next week. I gotta order that. Mm-hmm. I have to talk to you about the design this time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we go from there.
Excellent. I don't think I have any more.
You don't have anything else, Ron?
I mean, we went
all over the world.
Over an hour, and there's really not that much. I think the DPX thing made this episode worth it.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Way to ruin your name and make it more. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Don't forget the Beast. Signups are still going on. I guess Ron's not going, so it'll just be me there hanging out.
I don't think so. It's just so much. I think that would just kill me.
Well, what's a little death in your life?
No.
What's a little death? Who needs a back?
Mm-hmm. All right. So this was I'll do that in the plugs. Let's see. This was episode 226 of the Slam Till Podcast. Do you know where you can email us, Bruce?
No. Where can you email us, Ron?
At slamtillpodcast@gmail.com. That's slamtillpodcast@gmail.com. You can also check out our website, slamtillpodcast.com. We have all our links in the upper right-hand corner, including the link to our Twitch site, which I did actually stream. So it does happen. It did actually occur. Bruce was witness.
I did.
He witnessed it. I'm also on another podcast. I like how Bruce even stops breathing, like just for the total silence. He's dedicated. Yep. See, he's still dedicated. It's called Silver Ball Chronicles. Can be heard on the Pinball Network. We just got finished recording another episode. So however long my fellow host, co-host, David Dennis, takes to edit the episode. I think we recorded last weekend, so I have no idea how long it's going to take. But yeah.
Hey, I'm back, Ron. What's going on?
Yeah, I walked out of the room.
I dropped the mic.
She dropped the mic. That's, you know, one of these days, Bruce, we need to get you a nice mic.
Why? This is a nice mic you got
me. Nah, that's a headset. I mean, like all the other guys, like the really nice microphones.
The professional guys?
Professional guys.
Wow.
People really need to hear the full bass, the full body of the voice. I can give them and put a compressor or something on it so you can just go ridiculous volumes and not blow everything out. Don't do it. Don't do it. That actually wasn't very loud, so Bruce is fine.
I did tone it down a little bit. Oh, God.
Stop. Okay. That's all I got, Bruce. You got anything else?
Say hi to everyone in Clusterfuck Land. Hey, Steve. Hey, Zach. Fun with Bonus, don't forget.
Pinball Princess, everyone else in the universe.
Our friends in our universe of podcast chatting.
Robert Mueller, they're still trying to make your games. I don't know why, but they are.
Why?
That's right, brother. They're going to make my games. It's going to have the pin bar. Yeah, well, actually, do you think they're going to make the pin bar on that one, dude?
Raza, no,
with the pin bar, brother?
Nope.
No?
No.
I just thought, because wasn't some of the things in the game specific to, like, the
pin bar? Rules.
Like, you could buy things and all that, or something. I totally forgot about that, the pin bar. I'm sorry. I miss doing Hulk Hogan. I miss Robert Mueller. He was good for some entertainment.
So how is jail, Robert?
I'm never going to jail. It's white collar crime, dude. I don't go to jail. I'm married for the fourth time, brother.
Yikes. All right. Oh, my God.
Oh, and I will say one more thing. Dennis Kreisel, you need to go to Expo. Don't be a snob. It is much improved. I'm going to just call you out right on the air. You need to go to Expo. There.
Wow.
Yeah. He was putting Expo down again, like saying he's never going to go. Like his one time he went, which he picked like the worst year to go, when like every single game was broken.
I'm with him. I haven't gone since.
You don't go to any shows.
I haven't gone in 6 years.
You're not even going to Pintastic, and you could drive to that.
Yeah, that's a long drive for me. It's almost 7 hours.
Each
way. And they don't have a good sailing section. I'd rather go to Pinbrew. At least they had more vendors for sailing.
How long a trip is Allentown?
Five. I can make it 4.5.
Oh, okay. I love that. I can make it 4.5 with my techniques.
No, it's just called putting the foot on the right down more to the floor.
Yes, but if you, I will be at Pintastic, which is upcoming. We didn't even talk about that. Okay.
Let's talk about Pintastic.
Okay, that'll be the last thing here. So Pintastic's coming up this Friday, actually. It starts.
This Friday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
I like it. It's the shortest drive of any show I go to.
Yeah, for him, it's the nicest
for
drive.
Me, it's the nicest drive. Looking forward to it. The Sanctum guys will be running the tournament as they have every
which
year.
Is very good. We know two games that are in there for the tournament.
Oh yeah, they had two games and the rest were question marks. What were they?
Viper.
Oh yeah, Viper.
Will it last?
Will the turret last? We should do a poll. Will the turret last the entire tournament?
And what was the other game? I forget what the other one was.
It was so great you already forgot it.
No, I just remember Viper because that is great.
That is great.
Right or wrong.
I like the spinner. Feels really good to hit that spinner on the left side. Yes. And they were dedicated to that turret. They made everything in that game revolves around
based
the turret.
Yes,
all the shots you need to hit, you hit from the turret, and you need to hit shots from the turret for anything to be worth anything. Well, there's also the other trick where you just keep hitting straight up through the top over and over with the turret. I never could get that to work.
No, neither could I. Some people can, some people can't.
Yeah, I'm not that accurate, sorry.
No.
What my turret.
So show is 3 days this weekend. Zach will be out there.
Yes, meet the famous Zach from the Slamtail podcast.
Yes.
He will not be bringing his homebrew this time, though. It's retired.
It is.
It's been through multiple trips and a car crash, and it cannot survive any more trips.
No. I think that's about it.
Yeah, they're going to have lots of the whole Jersey Jack crew is going to be there. I'll get to see Steve Ritchie again. Just saw him at TPF. He'll be there. It's where all the TPF, they streamed all their seminars, but didn't really advertise it.
I know.
Which I could see because if it's like, come see these seminars live that we're already live streaming. So I can kind of see that. But then they didn't archive any of them. So they were there for like the customary 2 weeks that they're on Twitch and now they're gone forever. Goodbye.
I know it's weird.
It is
weird.
So you can't get to hear Steve Ritchie how he's going to take the game and shove it up Stern's ass.
Mm, maybe that'll be the winner takes it all.
So the winner takes it all. We're going to have, oh, God. Oh, all right. On that note, that's a good
one. Come on, that was awesome.
So you're saying that's what the song actually refers to?
Yes, the winner takes it all.
I don't want to talk, Bruce.
I don't want to talk about it.
If it makes
it only makes me sad. If it makes
you... okay, until next time, say goodbye, Bruce.
Goodbye, Andreas Nervin. Oh my my, oh my my.
Can you? Wow, right at the end, that was good. Good job, Bruce.
The winner takes it
the
all.
The winner takes it all. It's a porno song. Why did I know that? I don't want to talk about the lube that you must use.
It really hurts.
It hurts when you me don't deep inside use. When you don't use Astroglide. Oh.